question for lawyers is just how much justice can you afford? Well, when you get Lynn Stewart, you hit the lottery. You get great justice, the finest that can be delivered in this, as Lynn says it, in this system that has so many sores and cankers and is so incorrect. But she tries to level the playing system, the playing field, with her talents. And she knows it's difficult, and she says, with all of its warts that the legal system has, she tries to make up for them with pure energy, talent, and understanding. And this is, as the judge had once said, this is very strange for a fantastic lawyer to be poor. It doesn't, it's very problematic. And her famous cases are, you know, she has dealt with all of the political movements in the country, the Black Liberation Army, Black Panther Party, Weather Underground, Ohio 7, SDS, and all of her adult life, she has been involved in movement. And she did the famous case of Larry Davis, who was the young man who defended himself against the police and shot six of them, and Lynn beat that case on self-defense. And this day and age of police terror, it's a very important case. And she defended those who defend the right of self-defense. Richard Williams, who was accused of shooting New Jersey's most decorated trooper. Lynn Stewart did that case for 3 years and worked her heart out because she says everyone has the right of self-defense. And he was defending his right to live as a person who was looking for change in America. And you know that those who work for change in America are on the list to be assassinated, killed. And we have all of our political prisoners in jail, including Lynn Stewart herself now. And the recent letter from the warden of the prison she was in makes it very clear that they want to hold Lynn Stewart until she's near death, and only then will she be eligible for leaving. And we see Marilyn Buck, who was a person who worked for Liberation and Freedom, died 2 weeks after they released her from jail. And this is the system. We have brothers who are in jail for 35 years, 30 years, 29 years, and they've served their sentence, and still this system won't allow them out. Now, people are not aware of what's happening in America, and I think, as Lynn Stewart says, she has a different hill to climb. She's a white American, and she is she's aware that people will pay attention to her case more than they will to the cases of people of color who have struggled for liberation ever since this nation was founded. And she's making an issue of political women in prison. She's making an issue of political prisoners, and she's doing it in a fashion now that we never dreamed would happen to her. She's in jail because she defended the blind sheikh who was falsely accused of blowing up institutions in New York City, when the truth of it is the blind sheikh was interested in one place on the planet. It was not New York. It was not America. It was the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak, the dictator in the United States had supported for 35 years. And this was his only focus. And now we know the people in Egypt, they are finally overthrown Hosni Mubarak. He's on trial for his life, but the blind sheikh is in jail in the United States with a sentence of life plus 60 years in a trumped-up trial, and Lynn Stewart is in jail for the rest of her life unless we free her with pressure because she defended him. And so the history has proven Lynn correct. She is called the mother of Arab Spring, and but this vicious government keeps her in jail because they are unhappy with people who try to make the words of democracy real.
We're speaking with Ralph Pointer. He's the husband of Lynn Stewart, and you mentioned the blind sheikh. That's Sheikh Omar Abdelrahman, and that's who Lynn Stewart was representing at the time that she was arrested and accused of material aid. What did she do that the government accused her of material aid to terrorism?
She did the same thing that many lawyers have done before her, that is to make a public statement of what her client said. And she made a statement through Reuters of her client who said he didn't see what his unilateral peace agreement with the government of Egypt was doing, because they continued to arrest people, they continued to kill students, they continued to hold people in jail after their sentences were served. They continued to put people in jail without trial. So he suggested that his organization re-examine the unilateral peace ceasefire against the Hosni Mubarak government. He said he withdrew his support from their unilateral ceasefire against the government, but he was not going to make that. He could not make that decision because he was in the middle of America in jail. But he said the decision should be made democratically, but it should be revisited. For that statement, Lynn Stewart was accused, and I hear it over and over again on major media, she was passing messages. There were no such messages passed. She did Reuters, and this is not a secret organization, the last I looked, and the messages you give to Reuters are not secret, the last I looked. And many lawyers before or since have made statements on behalf of politically accused clients, including those at Guantanamo. No one was arrested or tried except Lynn Stewart. And so this is selective prosecution, but the government has the right, they say, for selective prosecution. And if you use that right of selective prosecution, and then no one is free, they can pick you out. And many women say they picked Lynn because she's a woman. Many people who fought for freedom said they picked on Lynn because she has a history of helping progressives. And many black people say she was picked on because she supported the movement of freedom for black people. Many immigrants say they picked on Lynn because she supported immigrant rights. And it goes on and on. But one of the things that is consistent, Lynn is the people's lawyer. And the government is not happy with Lynn. They picked her out. They selectively prosecuted her. Ramsey Clark was her co-counsel. Ramsey Clark made most of the political statements. Other attorneys made most political statements. Lynn Stewart makes one statement, and her life is at risk. And so we ask people to, you know, like we ask people to continue supporting Lynn. And because now that she's in jail, what she is doing is supporting women's rights in jail. And she talks constantly about the lack of care and lack of legal support of women in jail. And so, you know, she continues on, but she needs our help now. Because the prison says she has from 2 to 3 years to live, and she has 7 years on her sentence, and she has a growing cancer. And prison is not conducive to the cure of any disease, and particularly cancer, which you cannot have the waiting time between examination, between having examining the results of the examination, and then getting in line to get hospital care. She needs to be home in New York City, where she says she has the advantage of class, race, and economy, where she could get decent medical care, the best in the world. But she, you know, and food as medicine, decently prepared food, sleep. She needs all of these things, and without them, she will surely die. But with them, she has a chance of living a productive life. And her case, we hope, is before the Supreme Court. We filed it, the papers, you know, to challenge this whole First Amendment thing that the Bush and Obama administration has done away with it. The right of free speech and assembly, First Amendment, goes a long way back. It is gone in America, and we want to point that out. You are not free to say the words that you want to say, even if you have a place of assembly. And, well, we know what's happening in America. And Lynn is one of the people who has fought for decency for all Americans, and this has put her on the hit list of this U.S. government.
Ralph Poynter, you're the husband of Lynn Stewart, and you'll be in the Tampa Bay area this weekend for the 2013 convention of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement. Tell us what that is and where people can find out more.
I have been associated with O'Malley Yashitelli for years because he has been fighting for the diaspora, for the rights of people, Africans born throughout, who have moved from Africa throughout the diaspora, to organize people, to understand issues, to understand that we all are colonies. That is, colonies inside of America, colonies outside of America, but we all have a common interest, and we link those interests with the interest of all people. So that those who are interested in the conference should show up and attend and hear what people are doing and hear what the attitude of a cooperation that this organization exhibits. I will be there talking basically on Lynn Stewart and political prisoners, but there's a total program of cooperation, world peace, self-defense, self-determination for all people.